This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brown.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Next month, Texas lawmakers will consider changing how the state universities admit students. The state banned affirmative action 10 years ago, but educators still wanted student diversity. So Texas came up with what it called the 10% plan. State schools have to admit all in-state high school students who graduate in the top 10% of their classes. As Alex Cohen reports, 10 years on, the plan is still controversial.
This year, Waco High School was rated academically unacceptable by the Texas Education Agency. When Donica Mathis started there as a freshman, there were 600 other students in her class, but by graduation, nearly half of them had dropped out or drifted away. Coming from a school she knew was not that great, Donica did everything she could to make her college application look good. She was a drum major with the band, she did theater, and Donica held a part-time job.
But I think when it all boils down, I think it was the top 10% law that got me in.
Donica says the law motivated her to get good grades, knowing it would guarantee her admission into the University of Texas, where she's now a freshman. She says the top 10% law is the best way to make the admissions game fair for students like her.
Students from wealthier school districts, they have those resources they can go to. They can go to tutoring and all that. They could go to like their parents to help them or something. But for me, my parents didn't graduate or go to college. So by the time I got into high school, I was on my own trying to figure everything out for myself.
But some find the law deeply flawed.
When you sent the A&M scholarship application, did you get her to fill out that one page?
Yeah, she gave it to me yesterday with my transcript.
17-year-old Jana Bouillon meets with her college counselor at Bowie High School in Austin. Jana's a great student, but not quite great enough. To break into the top 10%, she needed to have a 3.95 grade point average, but she earned a mere 3.92.
It doesn't even count, regardless of how high my rank is. If I'm not past that 10%, I don't get any of the benefits of it, and that sucks.
The intense pressure the law creates also troubles educators like Dr. Light German. She runs Huntington, Surrey, a small private high school in Austin. There are only 17 kids in the senior class, which means only the valedictorian will qualify for automatic admission into Texas colleges.
What they're supposed to be doing is learning, not just striving for the grades. If that is the entire focus, I think we've kind of lost the point of education.
Throughout the state, educators like German complain the current law doesn't account for the fact that getting straight A's at one school might be incredibly more difficult than doing the same at another. And German adds, school rankings say very little about how well students write, what they've accomplished outside of school, or how well they'll fare in college.
Some of the people who go on to be very successful college students may not be in the top 10%.
The law may not be perfect, but it does a great job of increasing racial, economic, and geographic diversity, says Bruce Walker, director of admissions at the University of Texas at Austin. And he adds, even if a top 10% student comes from a school with a poor academic record, that doesn't mean he or she is less talented.
Students who are in the top 10% have consistently outperformed students that are not in the top 10%, even though they might have test scores 250 points lower.
Walker finds fault with the policy because it ties the university's hands when it comes to admissions. This year, 7 out of 10 in-state applicants had to be admitted, and that left little room for students who ranked anywhere below the top 10%.
Such a high percent of our freshman class now is being admitted on one single criteria, and that's rank in class. And we think that it's more fair to students if we have a larger number of spaces that we can look at the full range of things that might be meritorious in a student.
Walker says he'd like to cap how many students can be admitted to a single university under the law, or raise the bar from the top 10% of a high school to the top 5. Similar proposals will be floated by the Texas legislature when it meets next month. Alex Cohen, NPR News.